B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Do you know what today is? Christmas. You got that right.
Halloween number two?
Halloween number two. The first day of Christmas, whatever you want to say it is. But it's also Friday.
Friday, 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 Friday.
We'll get that legendary Friday free-for-all for you coming up at 7:45 this morning, throwing it back old school style. Your day in 30 seconds, Lauren. Go ahead. What'd you get into there, suburban mom?
Of course, you know, we were trying to decide if we go out for Halloween or we stay in. And I was still making costumes and all this other stuff. So our neighborhood decided that they weren't going to trick-or-treat last night because of the storms. They're going to trick-or-treat tonight, but there was still an event at our clubhouse. So we went up and there were so many kids. Like literally every single child in the neighborhood was at like the craft table. But it was kind of cool because like, you know, all the parents were hanging out and boozing it up and the kids were all playing and it was cool. So, but we are going to trick or treat tonight. So Dallas and Cash are dressing up as copy and paste. Because they look so similar.
That's funny.
But I'm spray painting Cash's hair, which I tried to do a trial run last night, and Cash wasn't having it. So I was like, well, I don't want to go all in and like scare him where he won't let me do it tomorrow.
Right.
So he was like salt and pepper last night, not all salt, like Dallas is. Good. He's cute. I have a picture I'll post on my Instagram.
What kind of clothes is he going to wear for a copy and paste Dallas?
So they have Adidas shell top kicks. Mm-hmm. They got dark jeans on, a black shirt that says copy or paste, and then a red flannel over
it. That's hilarious. Yeah. And what are you doing?
I don't know yet. I mean,
you going to go with your Gravediggers Maleficent?
No, I don't think I'm going to dress up that big. I might just wear my little skeleton t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah, you know, up in Virginia, where my family is, they had really bad storms. And so they couldn't do any trick-or-treating at all, like at all. And everyone dressed up. My sister dressed up. And so they went to my sister's house has like one, like three or four doors.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to each of their own doors.
Oh.
And they trick-or-treated.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Though. We had a straggler around like 8:30 last night.
Yeah.
And instead of Dallas giving them candy, he turned them away.
What?
Well, Dallas, I was running Cash a bath, and all I heard was, trick-or-treating's tomorrow night, sorry, buddy. And he shut the door, and I was like, you could have at least given them candy. Jesus, they're out in the rain.
Wait, what did he tell the kid?
Sorry, trick-or-treating's tomorrow night.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. That's
he said it nicely, but I was like, oh,
wow,
my God.
You had the candy.
But you know what? That was a kid, because your HOA probably sent out an email that it was moved.
Yeah.
That was a kid that came in from a different neighborhood.
It was. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, my HOA couldn't get their crap together, so Halloween trick-or-treating ended up happening. And so, yeah, I mean, here I am standing on my soapbox telling everyone not to go out. And at 5 o'clock, every kid in my neighborhood is out in their costume and every parent is out there running their kids around because we have till 5:45 before the storm's coming. Yeah. Everybody's on their radar. Everybody's on Brad Panovich's, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then so they did trick or treating. They hit about 8 homes before the storm. Then everybody went back to my garage. And I cleared out my wife's car, turned on the music, and they all jammed out. And then at 6:45, it cleared up again, and they went back out again until 8.
Okay.
So
you guys are done.
We're still going to have our cul-de-sac party, but we're going to call it the winter solstice party.
Okay.
You know, as we turn our clocks back tomorrow night, it'll be the last night that we get to hang out in the cove at 5 p.m. in the sunlight.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to do that. But I told Amanda, I took Ruby home last night earlier than the rest of the kids, and I put her in the tub and she pooped in the tub.
Oh,
it's the worst. I go, why does it smell like poop? And then I saw a floater and I was like, oh, Ruby, and she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't.
So I had it, and I'm all by myself because Amanda's trick-or-treating with Dean, and I had to take her and run her into the other tub. Then I had to go disinfect the other tub, mm-hmm. and she doesn't care. She's like, you feel better, baby? So, all right, well, welcome to your Friday. We've got a ton to get to. It is someone on the show's birthday. We'll get to that story. Plus, that same person has a complaint about their costume contest that they went to last night, so we'll get into that. We got to do our high school football picks and the legendary Friday free-for-all. We're going old school for the weekend, y'all. Coming up at 7:45 this morning. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Loren, your shirt bright enough today?
You always have something to say about my outfit. I've got neon leopard on.
I like it.
Thank you.
It's very eye-opening, isn't it, Clever Trevor?
It's very...
Prepared to go hunting.
I was going to say, or back to the 80s. Or I don't know.
Direct traffic, whatever you want to do, we'll see you. All right, don't go anywhere, you guys. We expect you to hang out with us all morning. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We got a DM from someone who said that their 8-year-old son is walking around the house saying, "I'm a sloth."
I'm a sloth.
In regards to Roy's hypnotherapy where he did past life regression and found out that he was a sloth in his past life.
That's awesome.
Along with a beautiful woman who was hanging out with a flirty man.
Yeah. I'm a sloth. I can attract him.
Have you thought any more about being a sloth?
No.
No.
I'm still upset that I wasn't a panda. I'm a sloth. Although I'm getting, every single day, I'm getting some form of a message from a listener of a photo of a sloth or a video of a sloth. Or there's people who evidently were putting sloths on their cars and sending it to me. It's a whole thing now.
And by the way, we found out that a sloth does indeed make a noise, and it's kind of like the goat yell.
Yeah.
That's the sloth.
Yeah.
So, hey, real quick, I want to mention this story. This came out of Independence, Ohio. A dentist bought kids excess, or is going to today buy kids excess candy, and then he's going to send the candy to the troops and first responders. So if you get candy that maybe your child doesn't like Dean won't eat Reese's peanut butter cups because he doesn't like peanut butter, instead of just trading it, leaving it in your pantry forever, you could bring it to this dentist, and kids can earn $2 a pound if they come in wearing costumes and $1 a pound if they come in without a costume.
That's a great idea.
And the Rockside Family Dental Care Place in Independence, Ohio will then send it to the first responders around Ohio or ship it overseas to the troops.
That's
Isn't
great.
That cool?
Yeah.
And by the way, they said that since this went into effect, the kids actually go out and get extra, or they'll ask for extra. They'll say, you know, hey, trick or treat, can we get a little extra? We're going to turn it in. And apparently everybody in that area knows about it, so they give extra candy to the kids to give to the troops and first responders.
That's a cool thing.
So I thought that was cool.
Good for them.
All right, we are going to celebrate and say happy birthday to someone on the show. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. Also, our high school football picks. So if you have winning teams for us this week, if you have a guaranteed lock, go ahead and start texting us, 704-570-9595.
Just send them directly to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so screwed. Everyone has one loss. I have three losses. And if you don't know what happens to the two people with the worst record, we'll explain that coming up, too. So much to get to on a Friday show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is KISS 95.1. By the way, debuting a new Dua Lipa song at 7 a.m. We love Dua Lipa. We've had her over to be part of the MRL Morning Show many times. She's done some pretty cool stuff with our listeners, so we're going to have that premiere this morning at 7 a.m.
Hey, Nicole, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday.
We got the birthday song playing.
You can't hear it, but it's playing.
Go, Shorty, it's your birthday.
Shorty. Okay.
Shorty.
Gonna party like it's your birthday.
I thought Shouty.
Shorty. Okay.
Roy's got some cred.
Where's Trevor? Help me here. Hey, happy birthday.
Away. Thanks.
Now, it's really Sunday, but we're going to celebrate in the studio today.
Yes, no show on Sunday.
We got a full Bloody Mary bar set up in here for you.
I know. That's awesome. I'm excited. I wasn't planning on drinking today, but let's do it.
Why not?
It's Roy's idea.
Yeah, I know how much you love Bloody Marys. Now, sorry I couldn't be cool and fix, like, barbecue sliders, because people are now doing like everything in a bloody.
It's okay that we don't have shrimp and scallops.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
On the country station made a joke of like, you're in charge of day drinking today, like as I was walking by. And so I was like, oh, well, we got vodka in the studio. And he laughed as if I was joking.
I
was like, no, we weren't.
Right. And by the way, if our bosses are listening, this is all an illusion. We definitely don't have alcohol in here.
Theater of the mind.
And we're not saying that because we're afraid they're going to bust us. We're saying that because we don't want them to come in here and take all of our alcohol.
That's true. They will.
Yeah.
Don't think we're afraid or we're breaking rules. We just don't let the bosses know because they'll drink it all.
I made enough for 9 drinks. It's limited, okay?
What's your number? Are you, you're not in the threes yet, right?
No, I'll be 28.
28. Wow. All right.
Up for 20s, man.
It's okay. 28's the new 18. Plus, the way you were out last night, I want to talk about that later on, too, because I woke up to a text message. That's right, because you texted at 10:40 and I was sleeping. I woke up to a text message that said, you think that the costume contest you were in was rigged?
It was rigged. I mean, we should have won.
All right, we're going to talk about that later. We'll find out what Nicole went dressed up as. So happy birthday. Send your birthday wishes to Nicole. It's
Thank
like
you.
Weaver something on Instagram.
It's in, I think, underscore Weaver.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
It's none of those things.
Lauren, put a picture of Nicole up at the MRL's Insta,
okay.
at the MRL show, and people could just go wish her happy birthday there.
All right. Okay. It's not my birthday.
So what? We're celebrating it today.
You don't want to celebrate it after, on Monday.
Yeah,
you want to celebrate it today.
Okay.
Forget Sunday, when it's your real birthday. What's coming up in the dirty?
All right, so who knew? But apparently there's been a feud between Liam Payne and Justin Bieber. I'll get you all caught up, tell you what it was over, and how they reconciled. It's coming up in less than 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jennifer Aniston was lying when she said there was something going on with friends. Well, it's going back to theaters. So it's for the 25th anniversary. You can celebrate, quote unquote, Friendsgiving in the month of November.
Aww.
Aww, isn't that cute? So they'll be showing 8 different episodes on the 24th and 25th of November.
That's crap. I was hoping for something cooler.
I kind of feel like the information that she gave made it sound more like a movie. So I'm hoping that this was just like a little gimme for fans. And then they'll be announcing a movie at some point.
Yeah, but Jennifer Aniston's big moment is today on Apple TV. That morning show movie is out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the whole Today Show. Is it the Today Show, Matt Lauer?
That's they're saying it's not, but it is.
Based loosely on that, yeah.
Roy, did you download the Apple streaming?
Yeah.
Are you a member now?
I'm already a paying member.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. Let's go to commercial so we can start watching this thing.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently there was a little feud between Liam Payne and Justin Bieber. At least the fans thought so. So back in 2015, they dropped albums on the same day, and fans made it a really big competition for the two of them. So the artist felt the competition as well. Well, Liam says that he tried to squash it, and he went to Justin's trailer, he told the Mirror.
Ooh.
And he said, we sat down, we had a really long chat in his trailer. I told him it's all good, and he was a really nice kid. Now, talking about competition, he says the other guys from One Direction, they all are releasing new music, and Liam admits that he feels more of a competition with them.
Mm.
He says that there's definitely competition there for sure. And we told you that Katy Perry was being sued over a photo that she posted on social media. Well, now she's being sued again. This poor girl. There is an Australian designer, and her name is also Katy Perry, but it's Katy with an I-E. She's been selling clothes under that name for what she says is forever. But this is in Australia. Now, Katy has her fashion line that she started selling in Australia in 2009. And the designer, Katy Perry, has been trying to shut it down ever since. She says that she's infringing on her right to sell goods and that Katy is unlawfully selling her goods in Australia.
Well, if our friend in Gastonia, Andrew Maney, who shares my same last name, starts a podcast calling it the Maney Podcast, I will have a chat with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
the designer says that I'm not just fighting for myself, I'm fighting for small businesses in this country.
That guy finds a guy named Ray and Lauren. podcast. Maney, Ray, and Lauren.
All right, that's your dirty.
All right, high school football picks. We're going to tell you about our contest. Are you familiar with what's going on and what the losers are going to have to do? If not, Roy's going to tell you.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's something that everyone in here and our significant others are dreading. So you have to hear what's going to happen in 5.
The people with the worst losing streak. Wait, no. The people who have the least wins. No, wait. The people who...
Just because I don't know how to describe it doesn't mean I don't know what the hell's going on.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Anyways, as you can tell, it's a really methodical, thought-out process here. It is the time for our high school pick of the week with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. It is where we pick local high school football teams to root for. And hopefully the message gets into the schools that, hey, you got the whole power of a radio station behind you and millions of people that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And now, here's the deal. Manny has a losing score of like 7-3.
Yeah, that happened very fast because I started out undefeated. You all started out with losses. And then suddenly I lost 2 weeks in a row. Brutal.
And we are 9-1, right? Or 10-1.
No, we're 9-1. We are going into week 11.
Week 11, okay. So the two people with the worst records will be handcuffed together for 24 hours. Right now, Manny, you're for sure losing. You're going to be handcuffed. But who will it be to?
Who's the lucky person that gets to be handcuffed next to me for 24 hours?
Not it.
All right, let's go ahead and pick our high school football pick of the week.
All right, I'll go first since I'm in last place. I am going to take Charlotte Country Day. I lost my sheet, but I think they're 9-1.
Yeah, they're doing really good. They are playing Christ School.
Good. Good. I like putting my odds on Jesus.
Well, no, you're putting your odds against Jesus.
Against Jesus, yeah. Jesus, don't take the wheel in that game, please. anyway, Charlotte Country Day is my pick. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I'll go next. I am going to take Weddington over Monroe this week.
People are calling in saying take Marvin Ridge, but...
Well, where were they a moment ago?
Yeah, don't try to sway me.
Okay. I am going to be taking...
Did you forget?
Well, I was looking. Oh, Salisbury. Okay. I'm going to be taking Salisbury, and they're going against, I think, North Davidson? Salisbury? I don't know anything about sports, y'all. I don't even know why we're pretending that I know.
Does anybody have a tight game? Like, anybody's records close?
Mine's kind of. Salisbury's 8-1, North Davidson's 5-4.
Okay.
It's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to be like a washout. Shouldn't be a washout.
All right.
And Roy was going to go for a team with a better record, and he even said, he goes, that won't be a fair game.
No.
It's an easy win.
Well, I mean,
I was going to pick like a team that was like 9-0, and the other team was like 1-7.
Look at you being all fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a good football game.
Well, as usual, we have fun picking these high school football games, and of course, we wish everybody to have a safe and healthy Friday night on the football field. Remember, strong mind, strong bodies. I don't know.
I'm going for North Lincoln. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you didn't. It's a birthday girl too. Sorry,
I think it's North Lincoln.
What do you mean you think it's North Lincoln?
Well, because the way that it printed is not working in my favor right now.
Okay. But lock her in for North Lincoln.
I believe it's North Lincoln against Lincoln 10. I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys. We'll have our updated football scores on Monday morning. Have a great Friday night football, everyone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Okay, it's what you say, Kiss 95.1. I missed that. That used to be more of a thing back in like 2010 where they'd have those little... You know, JR in the middle of the songs.
I know.
It's the Manny Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Like, even DJ Khaled's not yelling out anymore.
No.
So, yesterday, of course, was Halloween. And if you're like our office, a lot of people went to work dressed up in their Halloween costumes. And there might have been some drama while you were dressed in your costume. If you could think back to yesterday, did you get pulled over while in costume for speeding? Cop walks up to you and you're... You know, dressed as Chucky, the doll.
If I was the cop, I'd be like, you know what, just go.
Yeah. And everyone kept giving my dog crap yesterday for her costume.
What was she dressed as, little Callie?
She was dressed as a dinosaur, but it's been a year since she wore the costume and she gained weight, so it was a bit tight.
Aww.
And every single person I ran into,
what did Producer Nicole say?
What'd she say?
She said preach in our ear. But my poor dog, it is a little tight, but everyone's like, ooh, is she comfortable? I'm like, yes. It's only a little weight gain.
People are like, really? Because it looks like she can't breathe and it might be cutting circulation off to her paws. Why is she picking her front paws up?
My baby's fine. She's trying.
Well, if you looked great in your costume or you didn't, give us a call, 704-570-9595. You can DM us at the MRL show on Insta or text us to that studio line and let us know about the drama that broke out while you were wearing your costume.
Lindsay, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
This could only happen to me. It's so ridiculous. So I'm all dressed, and I'm ready to go to my Halloween party. and dressed like a dead bride. Like, I was completely zombied out. I had, like, blood running down my mouth, and I was all, like, part of my finger was hanging off. It was. I mean, I had really good friends of mine that are makeup artists, so it was an awesome costume. And I'm on the way to the party. What happens? Somebody rear ends me. Oh, so, okay. No big deal. No use yelling, screaming. So we get out, and, you know, the police show up, and then an EMT shows up, and they think that I'm really, like, hurt and all bloody and stuff. And they're like, no, you have to go to the hospital. You might have a brain injury. You know? No, where are you all? You guys, look.
So you had a car wreck dressed as a car wreck victim.
Oh, my gosh. It was just completely unfortunate.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Let's welcome Ryan from Fort Mill on with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, guys. So I had a really embarrassing thing that happened with me with my costume. So my wife, she's a makeup artist, and she's really great at what she does. So I decided to go as Pennywise, the clown, you know, from It. And it looked real legit. And I was like, man, I'm going to knock this out of the park. And I'm going to be, like, the best guy, you know, win the contest and be good. So I'm there, and I'm working. And about 20 minutes later, I get a call to go to my boss's office. And I walk in, and my boss is there. And someone from HR is there, which is never good. I don't want to say what I do, but I work in finance, and I was in there, and, you know, I was trying to think of what I did, and all of a sudden, they just started going in on me about, you know, some little mistake I made on some paperwork, and I had to sit there and take this, you know, this lashing and this beat down, as dressed as the clown from It, and it just was... It's kind of embarrassing. And
that's really funny. I picture your office like a shirt and tie office, and, you know, obviously Halloween, you're allowed to dress up, and then you're there, you screw up something, and the boss is laying into you as the clown from It.
How can they even deliver that with someone dressed as It?
Like, why wouldn't you just be like, hey, Ryan, come see me tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard for me to keep a straight face when they're yelling at me about this, because I'm dressed. I'm just, that's how ridiculous I felt being a clown getting yelled at.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing, Ryan. Have a great day.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
We just got a text message from 704 that said, I started a new job on Monday, and we had a meeting with the entire staff, including the board of directors. I had no idea. I dressed up. And I had a full face of glitter, and I was all decked out in my costume, meeting people for the first time who control my paycheck.
It's so funny. That's good stuff. All right, thanks for the calls.
All right, so we debuted it last night with the Hot 7 at 7, and it's so good. We must play for you it again. If you haven't heard the new Dua Lipa, it's called Don't Start Now, and we're going to play it again for you after Louis Capaldi and a kiss.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
Kiss 95.1.
Jenna, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Happy November 1st.
Oh, that's right.
Also known as Halloween Part 2 for a lot of people.
Yeah. Or first day of Christmas. All right, Jenna, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, Loren, go ahead and get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Loren is putting her headphones down. She's stepping out of the studio, and she is... gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
LeBron James dressed up as Johnny Depp's Scissorhands for Halloween. What sport is LeBron known for playing?
Basketball.
And question two, as Halloween ends, we get some news that Disney greenlit a sequel for what classic Disney Halloween movie, originally starring Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy?
Hocus.
Selena Gomez is setting the record straight that she's single, and she plans on staying that way for the foreseeable future, according to her Insta. She just put out two singles that seem to be about her ex. What is his name?
Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart dressed up as The Rock for Halloween, or is he's known by his real name, which is?
Dwayne Johnson.
And Kim Kardashian channeled her inner blonde and dressed up as Elle Woods from Legally Blonde for Halloween, which actress originally played Elle Woods in the film? Come on in, Loren.
Top battle today. Our friend Jenna got them all correct, which means we won't tell you if you got it right or wrong till the very end.
I was going to say, that was pretty quick.
Yes, hope you lose.
Nervous. Loren's shooting Roy the eyes right now.
sorry.
Jerk.
LeBron James dressed up as Johnny Depp Scissorhands for Halloween. What sport is LeBron known for playing?
Basketball.
As Halloween ends, we get some news that Disney greenlit a sequel for what Disney Halloween movie, originally starring Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Najimy?
Hocus Pocus.
Selena Gomez is setting the record straight that she's single and plans to stay that way for the foreseeable future. She posted that on Insta. She also just put out two singles that seem to be about her ex. His name is?
Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart dressed up as The Rock for Halloween, or as we also know him by his real name, which is?
Dwayne Johnson.
Kim Kardashian channeled her inner blonde and dressed up as Elle Woods from Legally Blonde. Which actress originally played Elle Woods in the film for the tie?
Reese Witherspoon.
That is correct. 5-5. It is a tie. Lorraine, you got 3 wins.
All I do Jenna, great job.
Well, those are pretty easy today.
It's not quite a win, though, of course. So you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Jenna from Charlotte, and I can't beat Lorraine, but I can tire.
You sure can. Enjoy your weekend, Jenna.
You too. Bye, guys.
All right, stick around. We've got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all. Your favorite throwbacks are coming up.
I see Sean Paul. I see Salt and Pepper.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So if you're a Bachelor in Paradise fan and you loved Demi, she was the woman and her girlfriend who was the first LGBT couple on Bachelor in Paradise to get engaged, but they have split. They've called it off. They released a joint statement saying that it's with great love for each other that we need to take some time apart to grow. And Jennifer Aniston, she wasn't kidding when she said that there was something up with friends. She was on Ellen and talking about, you know, Ellen always, she's so good at trying to pull things out of people. She was trying to get her to say, like, they're working on a movie, but she didn't really say she wasn't working on a movie, but she definitely said that there wouldn't be a reboot. Well, Friends is headed back to the theater for Friendsgiving. So they're going to be playing 8 different episodes from, you know, one from season 1 all the way through to season 10, November 24th through the 25th. So if you want to see that, you can celebrate Friendsgiving for the 25th anniversary on the big screen.
Okie dokie.
And Liam Payne and Justin Bieber apparently had a little beef back in 2015. I think some people didn't even know about this, but the Liam and Justin both released albums on the same day, and their fans were quick to take sides, so there was a little competition between the two of them. Well, Liam said that he has squashed the beef, that he went to Justin's trailer one day and sat down with him and had a really long, good chat, saying we're all good, and he was a really nice kid. But he did say that the other guys in One Direction, they're all coming out and releasing new music, and there's a huge competition between them now.
Why are you not drinking the Nicole birthday Bloody Mary?
I mean, I will. I just finished my breakfast.
Oh.
She's probably like me and doesn't like the taste of Bloody Mary.
It was your idea.
No, it's my idea because I know how much Nicole loves Bloody Marys. I'm trying to make a good thing for Nicole.
See, that's why I'm not a good host.
Yes,
here I am thinking about myself.
You're
pressuring everyone into drinking a Bloody Mary.
We talked about that earlier.
Let me tell you something about Maney. It's Nicole's birthday, and Maney sat in here and, like, barked orders about ice for 15 minutes and made it all about him when it's Nicole's birthday.
Nicole, do you have a Bloody Mary in your hand right now?
I do.
Thank you.
Would you have a Bloody Mary if Maney hadn't barked about it?
Well, I did get my own ice, make my own Bloody Mary, so I will enjoy this.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
You're a great host.
Thank you. See what happens when you add a little alcohol?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Lorraine like today?
I think this is so cool. So Dry Bar for the holidays. If you don't know what it is, it's a blow dry bar that is local here to Charlotte. But they put out these products every once in a while for the holidays that are super cool. But they're shimmer sprays. So you can do like a rose gold in your hair or a gold or a silver spray for the holidays. And I think this is so much fun.
You're going to do it for our Christmas party?
Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
Remember a couple years ago when tinsel was real big in your hair?
Mm.
I couldn't get into that, but I think I can get into the spray.
Okay.
Roy and I are going to walk around with what's that stuff called that you hang over to kiss?
Mistletoe.
Yeah. We're going to walk around with mistletoe over our head.
Okay. I'll bring my bottle to spray and ward you off. All right. We'll have that information up for you at kiss95.1.com. That is your dirty.
Right, we don't have a ton of time left for people to go vote right now for the first Christmas song we're going to play of the 2019 season.
Yes, it's either going to be NSYNC or Mariah Carey. We always try to be the first to beat all the Christmas radio stations here on KISS and at least try to kick off November 1 with a Christmas song. So we got that coming up. And Nicole has some costume contest drama where she thinks the whole thing was rigged. We're going to get into that in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Producer Nicole, celebrating your birthday in the studio today. Happy birthday.
It's Sunday.
I know, but we're celebrating it in the studio today.
Okay.
Today's your birthday, Joe.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Sunday's
my birthday. Give her some fanfare.
There you go. We got a little birthday song for you.
Thank you.
Go, Nicole. It's your birthday.
Y'all are so white.
I know, we really are.
Hold on, we need a better song.
Do you have any big plans for this weekend?
Kylie's got a surprise for me tomorrow. I think we're going indoor skydiving.
Oh!
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing.
That's cool. It's not a surprise then.
I think I've cracked the code. And then Sunday, our big boss gave me tickets to the Panthers game.
Oh, wow. Cool. Very cool.
Trey Songz is playing now. You came here. You don't have your headphones on, but
I like this song.
Hey, girl, it's your birthday.
Who's this?
Trey Songz.
Keep it that way.
Dad joke central. Why? Now, why were you out at a Halloween costume contest last night at 10:45 when you know we have to wake up so early? What goes on in your life?
I got dragged out, but I committed to this like a while ago, and then I had already paid for it. And then I had committed to bailing, and then I didn't bail.
What did you have to pay for?
It was like a concert. There was like a bunch of local live bands, and then the costume contest. And my group of friends, which is also the group that I went to Key West for the Bachelorette weekend, we all dressed up as different stages of Britney Spears.
Okay,
like, that's funny.
Like different music videos. Like you had "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time," "Circus."
What were you?
I was train wreck Britney.
Shaved head Britney?
Shaved head Britney.
That's the best Britney.
Yeah. And to be fair, that was my original, and then I changed it because I was going to be Kevin Federline.
Okay.
In a room full of Britneys. But then I started getting dressed, and it was a whole thing. I had to put on winter clothes, and I've gained weight. I didn't like it. So then I was like, I'm going to be train wreck Britney because then I could wear shorts and a hoodie. So that's what I did, and I just walked around with an umbrella, and I felt powerful.
Good.
So so when you get on stage, you have to do a routine?
No. So first off, they make it, the place that I went to made it impossible to get even registered for this costume contest. You had to go upstairs, take a picture, post the picture, tag the picture, make sure it's done by this time.
Sounds like a Kiss 95.1.
Yeah.
Beat me to it.
That's a great contest. Can you write that one down, Nicole?
I'm sorry. We gotta get our mentions and our social media shares in and website hits. So you're going to have to do these 20 steps.
We have a Taylor Swift meet and greet, but in order to get there, here's the following hoops you have to go through.
How bad do you want these tickets?
Share with your friend, tag a friend.
But like at the bottom of the paper, because there were so many rules, they literally had to write it out on paper and hand them to you.
How many other groups were there? And like give us some other costume ideas. Like who else was there?
Okay, like Pooh Bear was there.
Pooh Bear?
And Honey.
Pooh Bear?
You know, you had like people from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Like just the blow up dinosaurs?
No, like the Jeff Goldblum.
Was it like 90s costume contest?
No, okay. No.
I love how you can't describe what's happening.
You had a lot of Joker.
You know, this is something similar I've dealt with Nicole. She one time invited me to pay $30 to go watch a bunch of bands, but she said that they don't tell you what the bands are. It's like a concert, but a mysterious concert.
That's right up your alley,
yeah,
Nicole.
Yeah, but that's a cool concept, okay? And you're explaining it awful.
That's an actual cool concept.
And Roy wants to know who's playing.
Yeah, because I want to know if my money's going to be spent wisely.
It's all about ambiance.
Okay, so...
Anyways, but on the piece of paper, it said, okay, after the second act, before the headliner, if you are a semifinalist, you'll get brought up on stage. Now, I'm sorry. There were like 10 of us, 10 Britneys. I had an umbrella. We thought we had it in the bag.
Yeah.
Like, our group picture is bomb.
Your group photo's pretty dope.
And next thing you know, the headliner starts and we're like, why didn't we get brought up on stage?
Who's the winner?
Like a duo.
Oh, it's crap.
Some girls. But ripped. They ended
you guys
up,
thought you had it in the bag.
Oh, we walked in there. I'm like judging these, like, we won. Look at them. We won. And we
no, didn't. Poor Nicole. Well, you're the winner with us. You understand? You're number okay. one in our group.
Cool.
The best.
Wow. That doesn't mean nothing to her. In fact, I think it's uncool if we think.
Yeah,
it
probably.
Good point. Give us $30. We'll tell you if you're good or not. I don't know. Maybe you are.
That's how this event that she described to me. $30. You may or may not have fun.
All right. Listen. It is Christmas time. It is November 1st. So we love beating our sister station, K104.7, to the Christmas music. And we have a poll up at the MRL show right now between two songs. And right now, one is winning. I'll give you the very latest tally right here. One song is winning. And
it was pretty close when I lost.
53% to 47%. NSYNC versus Mariah Carey. I'm not going to tell you who's winning, but if you're an NSYNC fan, go vote. If you're a Mariah Carey fan, go vote, because coming up in less than 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, less than 5 minutes, we're going to play one of these Christmas songs and be the first big radio station here in Charlotte to play Christmas music.
Woohoo!
Lighting up the radio like your neighbor's Christmas display. It's the MRL Morning Show.
Ah!
It's 95.1.
Christmas for us, at least.
You're not going to find Christmas music anywhere up and down the dial in Charlotte. Your official Christmas morning show is Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Yes, screw everyone else. Just focus on us.
It is November 1st. The commercials you're going to start seeing on TV will be all Christmas.
Hell yeah. The display is already up. In fact, I went to Michael's and they had It's Bootastic, like a sign at the top. Underneath the Bootastic was nothing but Christmas stuff. It was transitioning.
South Park Mall already has their Christmas stuff up, and the kids were trick-or-treating there last night. I kept seeing people post videos, and it's funny to see like a jack-o'-lantern, a kid dressed up like a jack-o'-lantern in front of the Santa, you know,
This is awesome, you guys. Celebrating Christmas. It's our annual tradition. We do it before anybody else on the radio. We asked you to pick your favorite song of the two, NSYNC's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, or Happy Holidays. That is correct. Or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Now, we see this trend every year. It seems like this one song wins year after year. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the MRL poll is
53% is Mariah Carey.
Hey, happy first day of Christmas, folks. This is the Maney, Roy, the Rim Morning Show, celebrating Christmas for the first time on KISS.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We just kicked off Christmas. You know, it is November 1st. And for a lot of people, it is really a redo for Halloween. Like, Loren, your neighborhood is actually doing trick-or-treating today.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to do in the 9 o'clock hour.
What?
Fire up a Halloween song.
Oh, Thriller? No.
We just played Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You because we like to be the first radio show in Charlotte to play Christmas music on the air.
Right.
Our sister station claims they're the Christmas station.
Yeah, but I think Phil's in Ireland, so.
Take that, Phil.
Take that. I love that. Text messages coming in. OMG, that was the best thing ever. Someone sent a GIF or a GIF, as Roy would say, of Elf jumping up and down, saying me in my car right now. Someone said that I just did a whole solo in the car right now. Guess I'll be watching Love Actually this weekend. Thanks, MRL. Merry Christmas. And then we get this one from 704. I am strongly against anything Christmas before Thanksgiving. And I hate Mariah Carey so much that I actually turned off the radio and played the NSYNC version myself.
And that's why we only did one song.
And the joke's on you, because we actually tricked you into playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
There you go. And then another 704 said that was the best thing I've ever listened to after first waking up.
late riser there, yeah.
Service industry, hairdresser, something like that, where 8:45 is your wake-up time.
Man, I used to do a night show, and so I wouldn't get done with the radio, my work, until like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I, every day, never had an alarm clock. I'd just wake up at 11 a.m. and start my day, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
to never have an alarm.
I know.
Just to slowly wake up. Oh, I loved it.
I was in the shower yesterday morning, and Amanda walked in the, like, and she never comes in when I'm awake in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
And she goes, your alarm's going off. Because I use an old clock radio. Yeah. And nobody knows how to operate that but me. So I had to dry off, get out, and turn it off. But anyway, we got our buddy, Clever Trevor, our digital producers in the studio. Hello, Trevor.
What's good?
Lorraine, what was your beef with Trevor last week around this time?
So last week, Trevor informed me that, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. At 21 years old, that he went trick-or-treating last year, but proceeded not to wear a costume. Like, just went up to people's houses in regular street clothes and was like, hey, trick-or-treat. Here for the good stuff.
And then I think at one point even was quoted as saying, I just take it. And we were like, that's a jacking.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily taking. I was like, I'm verbally demanding.
Here he is. Back again, Clever Trevor, UNCC student and our digital producer. How did last night go?
It went real well. I took Lorraine's advice and I actually dressed up.
There you go, Trevor. I'm proud of you.
What'd you dress up as?
I was actually going for the greaser turned werewolf look.
Okay.
And I went out to on campus because the student union was doing something for all the students. And this girl, she goes, oh my God, are you the big bad wolf? I was like, no, I'm actually a greaser turned wolf. And so,
imitation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And like, by the way, that imitation, we know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I was like, I guess I didn't pull off.
But do you want to know the funniest part of that story? Trevor showed me his outfit, and I said the exact same thing.
Yeah, and I kind of just went with it because I was going to save it for this. I was like, okay, yeah, she thinks that I'm supposed to be the big bad wolf, but yeah. I was telling people I'm the greaser turned wolf.
You know what? I'm so proud of you for dressing up because my beef was not that you were going out trick-or-treating, even though I do think you're too old to go trick-or-treating.
Without your own kids or your relatives.
Right, or a niece, a nephew, like somebody. Mm. But the fact that you like blatantly were going up to houses not dressed up, that's where my problem lied.
I mean, sure, I kind of get it now. I guess I understand it now. But what were you about to say, Manny?
I was going to say, Lorraine, what are you giving people who come to your house tonight who aren't in costume? What's the present?
Well, yeah.
That he inspired you to go buy?
Dental floss.
Oh, my goodness. I was saying before, you know, you criticized me for, you know, not dressing up for Halloween. But what about all the parents who take their kids candy? Because it's supposed to be for kids, right? Halloween is supposed to be for kids.
But you don't have any kids.
Not yet.
We're also handing out candy. And so parents, there's like an even exchange there.
Parents wait in the street.
Parents have to do some work too.
But I do love that you're all in on this.
21 years old, still trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I'm, by the way, so against this. I do not think you should be doing it at all. In fact, next Halloween, call me. I'll buy you a bag of candy just so you don't do it.
I have to do it. It's in my blood. Every season I get all spooky and I get in spirit. So that's what every year, that's what I'm going to do every year. Just dress up now because of Lorraine. Go out and get candy for myself.
Just to spite her. Are you going out tonight for Halloween too?
You know, I don't know. I got to figure out what's going on tonight. What's going on in the city? I don't really know.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. But I know you can, like, go Halloween too in certain neighborhoods. Why don't you invite Clever Trevor over?
Come on over.
Yeah, I'll go over there. I'm gonna dress like how I'm dressed right now at a beanie.
Cowboys. Dude, we'll give you the gate code. You can go in.
I don't have a gate.
Yeah, but you got security patrol.
Vines live.
Yep. You know, they got butlers on the corners just handing out candy. It's pre-candy before the house candy.
Oh, cool. I'm going to jack them for the candy.
The candy's already unwrapped, too. You just take it right off the tray.
A little sampler before you go to the Wren's house.
They probably serve you peppermints.
Would you like a peppermint, sir?